We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are we doing, Joe?
Ray, we're going to check in with one of our favorites. He's our state treasurer, Sean Wooden. Mr. Treasurer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good big week for you last week. You did your first bond refinancing, and according to the stories, it will save Connecticut taxpayers a lot of money over the next 10 years. Can you fill in the blanks for us?
Yeah, it will save $43 million over the next 10 years for Connecticut taxpayers, and it was a big day for the state. And this continues a trend since I've come into office where investors are showing a greater level of confidence in investing in Connecticut.
Sean, down the road, since you do, in a sense, you're getting a higher return here because, you know, people are buying the bonds and they're happy with it and you're paying less in the way of interest, does that then help with the deficits that exist in some of these funds?
Yes. So big picture, and we've heard a lot about this, and you've had some discussion on your show.
Yeah.
Say, I think anybody paying attention to this knows we have a significant problem with our unfunded pension liabilities,
yes,
growing fixed costs in the state, and an economy that's not growing. But the good news is that we are finally and collectively, in terms of the number of folks, working on doing something about it. And with respect to our debt issuance, which is just one component of our increasing fixed costs, we're reducing that overall.
Okay.
And we are taking concrete steps such as teacher pension reform that I proposed along with the governor, mm-hmm, that got approved in June and signed into law, with our reduced borrowing, with our increased savings by the state in terms of our rainy day fund. These are collective of activities by the governor, myself, the legislature, that's all starting to bear fruit. And we're seeing that in, you know, Standard & Poor's rating agency a few months ago gave us our first positive ratings upgrade in 18 years.
Yay.
A week or two ago, we got an upgrade from Kroll, another one of the four major rating agencies, on our credit.
Okay.
So those are all indicators, but the most powerful indicator is investors, where they put their money and what they're willing to charge us, or how little they're willing to charge us for an interest rate, which translates into savings for taxpayers. And to give you an example, on last week's refinancing, the reason we were able to save $43 million for taxpayers is because when we originally borrowed that money a number of years ago, we paid 4.82%. What took place Thursday is we got an interest rate of 1.67%.
Good God.
Which far exceeded, I mean, we knew based on a number of things we were doing that we were going to have a much better interest rate and there would be savings there. But this even exceeded our expectations.
And it appears that you didn't have to go out and try to find people to take part in the process. It seems like you had quite a few people who wanted to get in on it.
Yeah, all the major big Wall Street firms, they were bidding on it and came in very, very competitively, all of them. And, you know, the winning bidder just notched out the one before. But it's great to see that type of interest in Connecticut.
Sean Wooden is the state treasurer. You know, one of the other things we've talked about with any number of people is, you know, for example, you invest money in the pension fund, let's say for the state employees, and you invest those funds and you assume there's going to be a return of like 7-8%, which is really hard to do. On average, what are you getting now, Sean?
You do this over, you measure it 1 year,
okay,
3 year, 5 year, 20 years,
right?
So it depends on at what point in time. I have said it as much as anybody, that the 8 and 8.5% return expectations that we've had was totally unrealistic.
I mean, you're nuts.
Correct. Correct. So we have one of the major steps we've taken, and people can talk about whether or not we need to do more in this regard, is the we had an 8% assumed rate of return.
Right.
Which
is just no.
Yeah, correct. That's
not going to happen.
Not realistic.
Yeah.
And we brought it down to 6.9%, which is a major step, and we did that in one move. And just to give you a contrast, I was with a number of state treasurers a few weeks ago, and in another state, treasurers said in 5 years they brought their rate down 4 times. And I was impressed until I found out it was at 8% and went down to 7.25%. So to give you a sense of the magnitude, kind of in one fell swoop of going from 8% to 6.9%, you know, I commend, you know, the stakeholders who are all involved in doing that. And we just have to, we have to keep making these incremental changes and steps towards putting our state on a path of fiscal stability. And once, you know, so last week was great, but it's not a victory lap.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
It's not a victory lap.
Right. Sadly, we're out of time here. Yeah.
Yes. But we've got to stay the course and keep doing these things.
Stay in touch. We will.
Sean, thank you for the insight. We appreciate it.
Good to have you on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.